Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
If they see, like, because there's like positions that where you can snap their arm here and here, and then arm bars, and they'll just make you tap.
Welcome to our podcast, The Cunning Buffoons. My name is Dylan Serenato Patada.
I forgot what I said, what my name was going to be like.
I don't think you said anything.
No, we were talking about early. Francis, I think.
I think it was Francis.
Yeah. Francis, everybody.
Wait, no, there's already a Francis. No, can't do that.
It wasn't that one.
I don't know.
William? Angel said something like Wilson or something.
Wilnerd.
My name's Wilnerd.
Wilma.
Huh?
When did I say Francis?
I don't know.
24. Oh, dang.
So Wilmer?
Wilmer, absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to...
Spell Wilmer.
W-I-M-E-R, sure.
No.
Oh, Will, wait, my bad, Will.
Will and then
Will W I L
Wilmer
Wilmer Wilmer.
We got it. I got it now.
W T H C.
W T H C.
Sounds like a drug.
It is. It's the new brand.
Heck yeah.
Made in China.
What?
So it's made in China.
What was?
This Band-Aid.
Oh, I thought you were saying this table was. It's like, no, it wasn't.
The wood probably was much.
You don't make wood, it grows.
I make wood.
You better not be.
What does that even mean, better not be?
Better not be growing trees, man.
Isn't that a good thing?
I don't know. I keep trying to chop them all down.
My Band-Aid alone.
Sorry.
So how was your week, Dylan?
Absolutely terrible.
Why?
No, I'm joking.
I was like, go ahead, Dylan, unload. And you're like, no, I'm kidding. Well, that's great. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, that's not great. It's just nothing.
No, really nothing that bad. Just, blah.
I've just been waiting for this whole week to be over.
Why?
Because we got one more week.
Then we do heroin.
Exactly.
No. No, heroin's the one that you do it and you never... Like, you're addicted from, like, the first hit.
Hey.
It's not good. No bueno.
I know the strat.
No, I got to work overtime all week, so it's going to be fun.
It's good for you?
No. I don't. Overtime is not. It's all right if you need it. But, like, you don't always need it.
About getting addicted to overtime.
Yeah. I was like, dang. I was for like a good bit.
I was like, this might be Dylan.
I know. I just.
The checks are nice.
They are very nice.
But at the same time, it's you start looking at what you trade them checks for, and it's like, eh, I'd rather have a little bit more time with some people as opposed to, you know, the money in my bank account.
That's the thing. I don't like people.
There's certain people like, you do like, though.
Well, when I go home, all I do is go to my room and stay there and watch movies. Been in a movie binge here lately.
What type of movie? Any?
I've been recommending a lot of old movies. I've been trying to sit down and watch those.
Like what?
Tombstone.
Classic with Val Kilmer?
I think. I don't know.
Doc Holliday?
Yeah, Doc Holliday, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what
there's a bunch of others, but I haven't watched those yet. So They have to write them down. I kind of forgot.
Oh, so just Tombstone so far?
Yeah. I've been watching some new movies. I watched the new Karate Kid. I thought it was all right.
I find it weird that you say Tombstone is old. But anyways.
I don't know.
What about even horror genre? Event Horizon. If you've never seen Event Horizon, write it down. Watch that one next.
Don't write it on that. It's our list. You can't take that home.
Watch me.
You better bring it back because he can't remember his name from minute to minute, much less for 30 weeks.
I mean, I don't blame him. 29. I can remember that many names.
When's the last time you've done something for 29 weeks in a row?
Work.
Yeah. I mean, something you, like, you're forced to work. Because if you don't, they fire you, and you need the money, so you work.
The last time, probably.
Video games.
Not really, not me, though.
No, but that's what I've done, like, 29 weeks, back in the day.
I try now.
I think I opened the PlayStation. I was like, yeah, I'll get in a game. Then I was just on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, never played a game.
That's because you spend all your energy, like your thinking and doing energy, doing other things, and you no longer have that idle, brain power left.
It's like he texted me, he's like, Apex? And I was like, bro.
Yeah, I just was bored. I'm not even going to lie.
I'm in my bed watching a movie.
Yeah.
Not happening tonight.
I was bored. And then I just watched Apothecary Diaries and then went to bed.
How is that?
The Apothecary Diaries?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't finished it.
I'm going to finish.
It's all right.
A Lie in April, Attack on Titan, and then I'm going to watch Bleach. I made up my mind.
You've never finished Attack on Titan?
Nope.
Have
bad time of like finishing stuff.
Here's the thing, right? If I watch Bleach, I've seen all three big threes.
Yeah.
And I'm caught up on all three big threes.
But I saw some today. I was like, yep, definitely watching it.
But One Piece is better.
Oh, most likely.
I don't know. I've never seen Bleach, so I can't even say anything.
Yeah. I've seen neither. I understand Naruto too much, so I'm probably never going to watch that.
Naruto's good. It's just there's so much filler. He could have done way better the filler.
You and your hatred of filler.
I mean, it is kind of
nobody boring. Likes filler.
I like a good filler.
No, because, like, tell me why we're in the fourth Great Ninja War and you had a 30-episode filler arc with people who are already dead.
Well, that's a little excessive, but, like, I like a good filler. Every now and then when they do, like, the back episodes and stuff like that, like, they do a good job of putting in filler.
Mm-hmm.
Some episodes, I guess 30 episodes to me would be excessive, but, like, I like a little bit of backstory, a little bit of explanation of... Because, like, if you read a book, a lot of times they have a lot more time to set up a character. And, like, I like
reading the book. Crap's too deep.
And you're the one that's always talking about people's attention span. You're like, these people can't pay attention to nothing.
It's just words.
Yeah.
It's just words.
I don't think he has an imagination.
He does, but it's on stuff that doesn't matter. Like, he should be reading books and imagining.
That's why he likes manga and comics.
Because it shows him what to think.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I like a book because I like to imagine things. I have a world in my head already.
I just don't really care that much.
Take the time
to do it. I can imagine stuff without reading words.
So you just writing your own story down now? And just,
bro did the absolute cinema pose.
Like, did I just break the internet?
No, I highly doubt.
So you're saying you won't read a book because you can imagine stuff. What do you imagine?
No, I'm just saying I don't want to read a book because it's just words.
Oh, my goodness.
My book reading hasn't been all that either, but I can't say anything.
I watch.
There's a lot of good books out there.
There is, but...
And there's a lot of authors that you don't need pictures. They're descriptive and phenomenal enough at writing that you're in their world.
Just... don't care about their world.
Dang.
But yet you'll watch 1,200 and something episodes of an episode.
Yeah, but that's a great story. So.
Exactly.
So is what I'm telling you to read.
I'm not having to imagine it.
You won't even listen to audiobooks.
Because then it's just a book getting read to you. I don't care. It's the same thing. I don't care. Jurassic Park, the audiobook, get that out of here.
Wait, the book is way better than the movie.
That is kind of weird. I know everything about Jurassic Park anyway, so why would I want to know a book?
I've never read the book. I don't have time to read much anymore, so I did the audiobook.
I think the only audiobook I listened to was my mom told me to read it. It was like an angel demon thing. I forgot what
Screw it was. Screw tape letters?
No, it was like more biblical, so I can't remember.
Yeah, when it comes to biblical, Dylan just forgets it all.
I really do. Like, it's kind of messed up, I'm not going to lie.
It was in the biblical somewhere.
I read a chapter of the Bible every night. That's as far as my reading goes.
It's better than some. I try to read as much. I don't read nearly as much as I used to read, you know, a couple books a day. But I don't read that much anymore. I usually read a couple chapters a day or sometimes just a chapter a day, just depending on the day. Or if I'm doing a study on something, I'll read a book. But
to keep the doctor away.
That's not how it works. It's not a talisman.
Or you just shoot the doctor and then he never comes your way.
My goodness.
He's got a point.
I always have a point.
Just because you're sharp don't mean you're bright. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I was about to say something.
I really was.
Yeah. I mean, like, do I need to drug test you?
I mean, you can, but it won't do anything. You're the highest person in this room right now.
Probably am. I mean, I should be.
Highly doubt it.
Dylan, you've been popping in mushrooms again.
Yes.
On your bike is crazy.
I know, right?
He's like, man, there was stuff flying at me everywhere. Dadgum dragons and crap. Oh, my goodness. Man, I've seen some people have some weird trips. You want to see what somebody's mind is really like? Give them a bunch of mushrooms. And whatever their inner demons are, they'll be out invisible. Like,
not to you.
Yeah.
To them.
Yeah. But they'll describe and react to all types of stuff.
You're not going to see things just because they're high.
And sometimes they come out of it pretty good and pretty bad. So you got to be careful about that. But, you know.
It's like schizophrenia.
Listen to me.
I think there's some people that never come back from some trips. Like, I've known quite a few people in my life that had been sober for years, but like one particular trip, like they just, their mind never quite recovered from. And so I think the government actually considers you insane if you've done acid more than like 3 times or something like that.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Probably.
Why don't they just assume I'm insane?
They probably already do. You're a normal citizen, so shut up and do what you're told.
Absolutely not. The government can't tell me what to do.
They don't have to. They just set the economy up where you have to participate.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid. Like, insurance and all this stuff is just stupid.
The mandating of it is.
I think if I can prove my own, it you shouldn't have any like say over it, because it's not yours, it's mine.
Mm-hmm. But that's not how it works anymore.
Should we sue the government?
Yes.
There's a lot of people already doing that. There is some stuff getting better. I think there's some stuff that'll never change. Like, it's just gone too far in one direction to ever go back. But there's a lot of stuff that has been slightly changing in the, you know, totalitarian shift has gone back towards the other way a little. but not much. I mean, it's a, to me, most of it's a farce and a show. They give a little, take a little, give a little, take a little, but it never quite returns back to normal.
What are they taking?
Rights and freedoms. I mean, like, we started this country over, what, like a 2% tax? You're going to tax us 2%? Screw you. And we went to war with one of, like, the world superpowers at the time. And now if you look at it, like, your every dollar you make is taxed, like, 80% probably.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, and people just willingly keep participating because they have no other option because it's set up that way for you to survive. It's hard to rail against a system that is also required to survive. So, and that's what most people realize is we're supposed to be like free market capitalists, but we have so many regulations and stuff on the system that it's not really completely free market. But then you have people that think socialism will work. No, that doesn't work. You know, dictatorship doesn't work. Free trade is about really the only thing that works, but that has its flaws. So, because we're people and people suck.
I think we should just put like a toddler in charge.
A what?
Just like a toddler.
A toddler?
I could do it.
You're not a toddler.
Might as well be.
Too much paperwork. You can keep me out of that.
I don't. Just don't like know if I'd vote for you for president, Dylan.
Why not?
Because you're not old enough yet. You're ineligible right now, anyways.
Like, that's stupid.
You got to be 35. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's understandable.
Like half past dead by the time you can lead our country.
Half past dead?
I mean, he's not wrong. Some people don't make it past 60.
Dang.
It's true.
Half past dead. And you, I think it should be like 15 to 25.
What?
Oh, oh man, I don't want a 15-year-old running our country.
No.
25.
I don't even want a 25-year-old. And like,
no, I don't want a 35-year-old
running. I'm arrogant as heck sometimes, but I don't even want 25-year-old me being running this country.
I don't want
I would run it. I'd run beautifully.
Sure, bud.
I would.
You'd just be like, give guns to the children.
Guns for the government guns? I like it.
Like, think about it.
Every
look, I would make fully automatics school legal. Shooting.
How to solve school shooting. All give the kids guns.
I would allow guns. How they had it back in the day, a shotgun in your truck. I would allow that.
You would weed out. The problem is the people that would cause trouble would be weeded out pretty quick. And if you do that and you end the war on drugs and you make it to where you put regulations, you tax it, you make it a legitimate business. You know, it's a sorry part of, you know, existence that people need that stuff. But at the same time, people are going to do what people are going to do. So quit warring against it because that's used to strip so many people's rights and freedoms and stuff away. And there's billions and trillions of dollars poured into it that is just a big money siphon. So let's end that crap and then go back more towards a people have autonomy over their own life system, and it would make sense and it would work. But too many people that have too much money and make too much money won't let that happen.
Make airlines cheaper again.
You got to make the economy better again.
I'd make the rich poor.
Jet
the poor
fuel
rich.
Cannot be that expensive.
Now don't do that. Don't go French on me.
Jet fuel cannot be that expensive.
It depends.
You got 200 passengers, and each of them need to pay anywhere from 200 to 4,000.
You don't have to just look at the jet fuel, though. You look at the jet fuel, that's a minute cost of maintaining a jet. Okay? You're looking
$4,000.
You're looking at millions of dollars a year.
It's retarded.
To maintain that jet. Plus its crew, paying its flight crew.
Don't need no crew. Don't need a flight crew.
Yeah.
Flight attendant, get off the plane. We don't need you. All you do is walk around with stuff to get more money.
Are you wanting to go to Japan?
Korea and Japan.
Oh yeah.
Just gonna walk.
I'm just going to Chris.
Get his boat shoes out and roll.
Need boat shoes. I can walk on water.
You know one of them big bubbles that you like roll around the park on?
I think I would get shot.
I think there's a guy that did that and got like stuck at it. So they had to go rescue him one time.
I mean, it's probably really hard to fight the tide just by like moving your arms.
Yeah, you're toast. Like you're gone. Can you imagine staying out there till you die, though? What a ridiculously annoying death.
Well, I bet that thing bakes in the sun. And you run out of air.
Yeah, what if it, like, you know, deflates and, like, you know, you just start sinking and you can't get out?
Still, a ridiculously annoying death. I was rolling around in my comfy ball, and now I'm out in the ocean and I'm dying.
It's not even that. You're in the middle of the ocean.
To off yourself or to pop the bubble?
Yeah, for me.
Because if that thing pops and I'm starting going down under the water, nope.
Why?
I don't like the ocean, bro. The ocean's terrifying.
Why?
It's terrifying.
I'm going to ask again for the reference of insanity. But why is the ocean terrifying?
I'd be so ashamed if I said.
Is it because you don't know what's in it? Or because you do know what's in it?
Probably both. I do know what's in it and I don't know what's in it. But I think mainly because.
You don't mind going in a lake.
That's different.
You don't really know what's in that son of a gun.
Yeah, but I know there's nothing probably going to eat me.
You sure?
Yeah.
Have you seen some of them freaking catfish?
Hey, that's free food for me.
Turtles?
I hate starving turtles.
Nessie's in Scotland, but we probably got some freaky thing over there. Like, it's the same thing. There's snakes and all types of crap in there.
I can deal with
that. The ocean has...
Sharks. Sharks are not fun.
Stay in the shallows.
Sharks don't really attack.
Bull sharks.
Don't swim out there and pretend to be a daggum fish on top of the water and get eaten.
Sharks don't really attack people. Dolphins are freaky.
Dolphins are
freaky. Dolphins are freaky.
Well, dolphins are completely unique in another way.
They're
terrorists. Like, absolute terrorists.
They just enjoy, like, everything that is crazy.
No.
Like, getting high.
Off or puffer fish and...
Raping humans. I mean, that's like that dolphin that was being taught human, and then they slept with the scientist, and then they claimed they were in love, and then it committed suicide once she got moved.
Yeah, dolphins are weird. And you know how they found out that koalas had chlamydia?
It's because one of them peed on one, a human. Easy. That's how it happened.
That's weird, though. Such adorable little bears.
Not really.
They're cute when they're not wet. Or hissing at you. When's the last time you interacted with a koala?
I don't know, but they just have chlamydia, and I think that's enough.
You don't want anything cute around you can't cuddle. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I guess that would make sense. It's like a raccoon. Some of them can give you some pretty cute looks. But I'd be darned if I'm opening the cage and cuddling you, bro.
I don't know.
I just want $1 billion.
I've seen some trained raccoons.
Raccoons are pretty cool because they can just do a lot.
I want a pet crow. Apparently those things are awesome.
I don't think you can legally own one.
You had to take your earbud thing off.
I heard it, but I was like, I thought it was so close.
I think it's actually banned to own one for some reason.
Not own one, but, you know, have a, you know.
A pet crow?
No, not a pet crow, but like a.
Have a crow that attaches itself to you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a hawk, but I don't want to do the work for a hawk.
I wouldn't mind doing the work for a hawk. I just never was able to find a master falconer to even talk to about apprenticeship and or just, you know, being able to help them for a while and look into it and study what was involved before I even got involved first. I just never could find anybody to do that with. I don't know, put into work in a heartbeat. I've always wanted to do falconry. Fascinating creatures. Terrifying, too. Some mean sons of guns sometimes.
I like.
They're huge.
don't know. Animals are cool. It's just
animals are cool.
I've always wanted an owl.
I just don't like animals at the same time.
An owl?
Don't know why. Thought it'd be cool.
Because of that freaky 180 head. They are pretty cute too.
You could have them on your shoulder, and you know when you see something behind you, you should do.
I just want something that's cool and like useful.
Useful.
An axolotl.
What? I said useful. Like imagine you just like have hyenas.
You don't want a hyena. What?
Like hyenas, that's useful.
That's a good guard dog.
Yeah.
Just get you a good guard dog.
No, that's a hyena. You remember a lot
the female
dangerous.
Hyenas?
Hyena is a lot more dangerous than a little guard dog.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So where are you going to get a hyena?
I don't want a hyena. I'm just saying, like, I want something that's useful.
I want a rhino.
You want a Komodo dragon.
See what I'm saying? A rhino. Can you, like...
No, them suckers are protected all over the world, and they're freaking out about people trying to kill them.
A hippo?
Dude, a hippo would kill you.
I know, but I'm just saying, like...
Oh, I know.
You just want a moat full of hippos?
No, I don't want this. I'm just saying animals that would be useful to have.
An ostrich.
A hawk that knew how to deliver.
You know Australia almost like lost an ostrich, right?
An ostrich?
That's not useful.
It is very useful.
No, if you can train it.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to train an ostrich.
From baby or from egg,
Dylan,
yes, you
can't train a freaking dog.
I can train a dog.
What's that ostrich going to be trained to do? Murder? Mayhem?
Probably mayhem. Look, if it could take over almost take over Australia, I think I can get it to take over the world.
Or a crow would be useful. You could get a crow that would just come back to you.
Apparently all you need is like shiny stuff. They're like, I think.
You just go out there with shiny stuff. It's like fishing, but for crows.
I don't think
you just hold your shiny stuff up.
I don't think you have to, you know.
Can I record you doing this?
Sure.
We going dove hunting this year?
Mm-hmm. I am. It's Monday.
It's Monday?
Not this Monday.
September 1st.
Yeah.
Is it open at noon or dawn on September 1st?
I can't remember.
Are y'all going at a big group again?
Probably the same place, yeah.
I don't like big groups.
It's not really that big, to be honest.
It's like it's like five guys.
Yeah, I've seen bigger.
That's a big group, man.
There's my family, which is one side of the corner, and then there's his family on that side, and like maybe a friend over here.
Didn't we go two different places? We did. I know we did. One of them was quite a bit of people.
Okay, yeah.
And then the other one was like nothing.
Yeah. Because the second one we went to, that was my family's. They do like a whole big thing. I mean, they invite everyone, and it's huge.
And that was the five people one?
That's the pow, pow, pow. Man, I missed all four of those.
I remember that.
Hey, some people just have fun being out there, man.
You know, the bad thing is he's my uncle.
Four, Dad.
I haven't shot in so long.
No.
I know. I know.
Four.
But you miss, so it doesn't matter.
Man, I remember me. Who was it? Adam. I think Aaron shot. One of us hit. And we start walking over there, and then we're slowly realizing that's not a dove.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't shoot it. I didn't shoot it at all. Adam was like, I didn't shoot it. I didn't shoot it at all.
Someone yelled dove.
Someone did yell dove, and all I know is that I turned around.
All three of them just opened it up.
Identify target before eliminating target.
It's crazy, like, because it's crazy, like, oh, yeah, I shot that. That was my dove. And the second you find, oh, nope, didn't shoot it.
I shot a killdee. One of my first dove hunts.
You're not supposed to say stuff like
that. I mean, it was like 5 years ago.
Yeah. It's like there's a statute of limitation on admittance.
What are they going to do? Come hunt me down?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
if they're bored, yeah.
Go ahead and come take me to jail for shooting a kill D. They don't do anything anyway.
They look a lot like Duff.
They're annoying.
They just fly around and mock you while you shoot
them. They're really like, hey, you're not shooting me.
I think they're mocking the Duff. Look, it's safe. No one's shooting at me.
Hey, if they worked like that, props to them.
They used to have a bunch of hunts out of my grandfather's, and then they had to, like, warn everybody. If our power line or our telephone lines are shot up, you guys have got to pay for it this time.
I need to do some skeet shooting because last year I sucked.
I have an automatic skeet thrower.
I suck at shotguns.
What's that all of a sudden noise?
Bugs. But yeah, look, we got...
That's so loud.
We have an automatic skeet thrower. We have skeet, I think.
I think we have two boxes.
And then we have shotguns and shotgun shells and batteries.
Well, see, what usually happens is that I'll get out there, I'll miss about 10 dove, and then when we're all about to leave, that's when I start shooting.
I got two.
I probably couldn't get any now.
I got two.
I used to be pretty good, not no more.
I think I got one.
I just don't shoot. I used to shoot every weekend, too. I used to go skeet shooting every Friday. Like,
I think if I did it once a week till September 1st, I could do it. I just need to get better at haven't done it in so long. Just I went out there and I hadn't shot all year. And I only got two because I hadn't shot all year. It wasn't like...
Well, then get your stuff set up. Not right now, but I mean...
Why not right now?
Oh, because it's dark?
It doesn't get dark till 9.
Plus, if I, like, you know, keep a flashlight on it the entire time, he's got it.
We used to shoot it with my police shotgun. When I had the 25 yards was the center of the flashlight, like, very center beam. And we'd shoot skeet at night with it. I love that thing.
I just need to get a little better.
Get a lot better.
I like
better.
The way Dove tastes.
Dove is good. Wrapped in bacon, stuffed with jalapenos.
I saw Aaron does the bacon thing.
I just gave mine away because I only got two, and I did, two Dove is not worth anything. If you can max out, you get enough.
What's 15. Adam? Adam's got the girls, the children.
They shoot their own.
Yeah, they shoot their own though.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a license. But they shoot their own. They have a gun and everything. But yeah, it's nice.
We used to have a guy that would come by. He'd be out dove hunting with him, and he'd be like, I've already got my limit. And he's like, what's your limit? He's like, I'm full. And he'd have like five gallon buckets full. He'd be like, okay. And off he'd go.
Well, the funny thing is the one that we're going to, the game warden's there all the time, every time. Every time we go, he's there.
There's a reason.
No. He's with us.
That's what I'm saying. There's a reason.
Which one? That was the bigger one, though, right? Oh, wait, no. Isn't that guy there? Oh, yeah. I remember that. But, I mean, I was using the over and under. What is he going to... I have two shots. I can't fit any more. I promise.
If you can reload fast enough for it to be illegal, you probably...
Need to start entering some competition.
Yeah, need to do something besides dove hunt, please. Because we could have a lot more guns and a lot more fun.
Open, right?
One thing.
Over and under. You gotta like.
It hasn't been used enough, really. It's still pretty solid. We haven't put, 500 shells through it? If that.
I'm not even good with it. I'm better with the trap gun, which sounds so stupid, but.
That thing is so daggum ridiculous. You cannot dove hunt with that thing.
I just don't get it out because I'm so worried about like dropping it.
If you do hit the dove with it, it just shreds it.
I know I'm better at skeet shooting with the trap gun. I've never dove hunted with it.
It's terrible.
I know that I brought it and I was like, the first day we went, I brought three of them, and I just got the 20 gauge out because it was sprinkling, and it's the least important one. So I just got it out and loaded a few shells up, and then it wasn't raining the next time, so I just carried the over-and-under. I'm just, that gun's worth more than me, so I don't want to.
Which gun?
The trap gun.
No, it ain't.
Too expensive.
It's like $1,300.
$1,300 shotgun. Yeah.
That's not that expensive.
I'm pretty sure it's worth more.
It's a Remington 1100. It's just a trap edition. That's not a special one. It's special to us because who it come from, but like as far as the model and edition and everything, it's not like worth a ton of money. Out of all the
guns he had? Yeah, no.
Yeah, I would have loved an over and under, but
crap happens. I bet he had some guns in there that... I never saw his whole collection, but I bet he had a few that were worth...
He may have. I mean, a lot of his shotguns were worth money, but like he had just... I just loved it because it just... His enthusiasm for them was just awesome. Any round, any shell, any ballistics, any like thing you could talk to him about shooting and anything about shotgun shooting in particular, like he had tons of knowledge and skill. Like I just, a very intelligent man. I used to love just hanging out and just listening to him talk because he usually talked about things that mattered or would improve you somehow.
I never got to talk to him. He had dementia or Alzheimer's.
I can't remember which one, but they're kind of the same effect.
I think it was Alzheimer's.
Yep. You weren't. I don't know. How old were you?
I barely remember. I remember, like, the last time I actually saw him, like, when he was still at home and not in the nursing home. I was probably 6, 7.
Dang. Something like that. Has it been that long?
I hate the internet. Because I can't say the word 6 or 7 without just instantly thinking, oh no, someone's going to make a joke out of that. I freaking hate the internet. It's just, it doesn't what even
joke?
Make sense.
I don't really know the joke.
People think that saying 6, 7
oh.
is a joke.
Yeah, what is that? Just like,
it's not funny.
You open TikTok one day and it's like,
it's not funny.
6, 7. And they're like laughing. I'm like, what? What? I know 69. What does 6, 7 mean?
It's so stupid.
I don't. Have you looked it up?
It's just brain.
No, because I don't care.
It's just someone made a song and it's a rap song and it says 6, 7 in it.
That's the reason?
And then I don't know if I know that song was made. I don't know if that's the reason it got popular. But like, I just hate brain rot. It makes me so mad because, like, you get, like, these children and they just come up to you and start saying it. It's like, in 10 years, you're going to go, man, I really thought I was cool for saying two numbers.
All right, look at us. We had the whole,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
People playing characters. You remember that?
People playing characters?
You know, they play like a girl and a guy. Remember that?
You're not making any sense.
You're leaving like a very...
I can't...
You're describing like describe any theatrical or play performance or like, what in the heck?
It was like famous. It was like a lot of people were doing it. So they would play like a villain. Be the same person. They play a villain, and then they'd play the hero. That's the only thing you would see on TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, you're talking about like with the like they'd be like the girl with the rag on their head. That's not brain rot though. That's just like
yeah, but
content.
No. But now we're looking back at it, a lot of people like the people who made that. They're like, man, we thought this was cool.
It's just content. They're making stories up. They're not going 6, 7, and then dying laughing. What?
I'm so glad I get Elden Ring stuff. I don't get that no more.
What? I don't even, like, I can't even understand why it's funny.
I can't even understand where y'all find this crap.
I just open TikTok. It's the first thing I see.
I don't even have TikTok anymore. I just open Instagram. And
maybe that's why.
No, also I have friends who
find it hilarious.
Yeah, and it's like, shut up, please. Really? You...
I'm going to say this online. I dare my sister to come up and do it. I dare him.
It's not funny.
I'd laugh genuinely.
Y'all got like some grudges.
Yeah.
Y'all's generation is too connected.
Brain rot is not funny.
It's not.
It. Skibbity toilet is not funny.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Did you think it was funny and want to make it popular?
It is a head inside of a toilet. And he's singing, yes, yes, something like that.
I come from the generation that made Jackass famous.
Jackass was just funny, though.
Show me someone doing something incredibly retarded in an extremely unique and ingenious way. Entertain me with someone's stupidity that matches my own.
The thing about Jackass is that they were actually doing that crap.
That's what I'm saying. Entertain me with someone's stupidity that matches my own. I did the same retarded stuff. We just didn't have cameras.
I just don't like brain rot. I literally don't even like Instagram that much. I just have it for the 4-H. Just to keep up with everything.
Okay.
It's the only reason. But then because I have it, I find myself going on reels. It's irritating.
You find yourself getting sucked in and going, no,
I've never done that in my entire life. I've never gone,
you've never zombied out and just.
I've never gone, ever. Maybe when I was, ever since I was over 5 years old and up, I've never gone,
he's got a point. I know what he means.
What?
Because when I sent you all those reels, I was meaning to watch, like, YouTube.
Reels aren't even that funny. Instead,
I'd send them the reels.
I just like, they just get boring. I'm just like, oh my god, seen that, seen this content before. I like the cool, like, the jiu-jitsu vlog guy, the dad. He's pretty cool.
I like some of the jiu-jitsu tapes. But see, like, most time, if I do reels, it's for 5 or 6 minutes while I'm sitting in a parking lot, waiting on somebody to get out of somewhere or, you know, some appointment or whatever. Or, that's about it, really. That's most time if I do reels is that time. What is going on in the shop today?
Something has got my allergies going on all day.
Allergy pill.
I'm not going to get addicted to drugs like you.
I said take an allergy pill.
That's the same thing.
No. I take an allergy pill every now and then.
Every now and then. He needs to take one every daggum day.
I don't get allergies much, so I don't need to take one every day. I say that as my throat is trying to clear my throat. Nah.
This was your car.
I don't know.
Anyway, I was saying, you think the guy who owned this truck I have worked at a factory before?
No.
And these are like, these ones are nice safety glasses.
Oh, they got the rubber coated tips. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I might take these.
Dylan, literally just go look in the your marquee.
Yeah, but none of these have these.
Oh, your work only has these ones?
No, we have, we used to, but now we have like, they have like, they're like black.
You don't like them?
Not really.
You can have those. Dylan. When your uncle watch this?
I don't think so.
Gave up.
Probably. think my aunt might, but I don't know. He knows I don't.
Who quit? Your boss? Which boss quit?
Like the main, kind of main boss, but we got our old main boss back now.
What'd he quit for?
Which one? Apparently he's got an engineering degree.
I don't, what does that mean?
Well, it's like, why would he be working with us when he could be making more money somewhere else? Pretty much.
That's what I think about you working at a factory.
Oh, I would, but I need another job before I quit, so.
Just start making money.
Mama said go to school, and I was like, yeah, I could.
Don't go to school and not know what you're going to school for.
That's also what I thought, and I was like, really don't know what I want to do, though, in my life. Not really.
Who knows? I'm thinking about just, you know, the, like, deep-sea oil rigs. Just get paid, like, 6 figures to work 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
Mm-hmm. Be good.
Most of them have, like, your own room, private areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you think.
I don't think that. I know. I know everything.
That's just not good.
I know that everything's too expensive now. We should make everything cheap.
That I completely agree with.
My dollar should be worth more. Way more. Like, you can't...
I'm going to feel bad for Willett when... Mel and Ayla are freaking older.
You can't get...
Never be able to buy food.
You can't get a like 2 bags of groceries at Walmart for under $50.
I think the economy will start resetting to families living in units instead of individual members like it is now. Like every member branch like moves out on their own. I think you'll go back to more like the 30s and 40s lifestyle to where you'll have multi-unit families living together. You'll have the parents and the children and their spouses and everybody pitching in together. Again, is what the economy is shifting back to what it's going to have to become.
Yeah. As far as I know, that's what a lot of people are doing. That's what I've been seeing on the internet anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen like a lot of videos where they're like, oh, you know, building a house down here. With my dad's right there. You see a house in the distance. My grandparents are right there. Mm-hmm.
But that's also, if you look at a lot of like the most wealthy families and like big, like extremely wealthy family lines, a lot of them follow them like way back when. Like a lot of their generations started building wealth as more of a generational mindset. My wealth is not my wealth. My wealth is my family's wealth, and their wealth is not theirs. It's mine also. It's a conglomerate. Everybody's wealth is pitched in and run as like a big trust.
What if one's just way richer than the rest? Then it's just like one-sided. Like one just makes like $1 million a year and the rest make like 50K. That would just be so stupid.
Why?
Because you're just mooching off your family members.
But hang on, what if everybody was investing an equal amount in a giant trust fund so that when the trust fund hit $50 million and everybody gets paid enough to not have to work again, and so the dude making $1 million.
Make my own money. Live on my own. Be a quadrillion, billion.
I mean, you might be one day, but it's going to be when our dollar ain't worth nothing.
And that's what you think. But haters are going to hate.
I'm not hating on you. I'm just saying I don't see our economy supporting you getting that much money unless our dollar is worth a whole lot less.
At this rate, it's not happening.
Hey, you believe what you want.
You have to go work that welding thing. That's 6 figures in 2 weeks. And when you get that 2 weeks off, you have to go find another job that lets you take 2 weeks off.
See, like, you couldn't even do it on that amount of income. You got to find some type of super investment. You need to make Jurassic Park come true.
So that
we can hunt them. Because you can't tell me we don't have weapons that would have took out a freaking T-Rex.
I'm just going to be a billionaire. I don't know how, but it's going to happen.
And I hope you do.
I mean, yeah, I hope he does, but like.
Don't hate.
I believe in you, bro.
Don't worry. Don't doubt, or you're not getting a new bike whenever I'm a billionaire.
Hey, so this guy right here, I believe in 100%.
See, I've never, like, I want a certain level of income and money just so that I don't have to stress. And beyond that, I don't care.
I want to be able to do what I want, when I want.
I mean, that's the certain level of income and money. I want to get enough invested to where I have enough money coming in that I can just live my life and hang out with people.
Yeah.
Like, that's my goal.
I want to be able to do what I want when I want.
You already said that.
He's been stuck on repeat mode tonight. I think
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Tired.
I'm never tired. Forgot what those words even mean. Tire. We got a tire over there. And then Erd. Erd, I don't know what Erd means. I think I'm going to name my kid that, Erd.
Please don't.
At least he's going to have me a grandkid. I don't care what he names him. Name him Richard Cranium.
No, that's just a terrible name.
Yeah, don't name him Richard Cranium.
Richard's just a horrible name. Let's see.
Name him Damian Michael. We'll call him Lucy.
Why?
Damian and Michael are like the names of Lucifer, human character in a whole lot of like episodes of different series and comic books. And
yeah, Erd.
Erd?
That's my kid's name, Erd. Trust.
I'm not.
Trusting. I honestly don't care what my kids are named. That doesn't matter. I don't care.
Why?
I don't care how many I have. It's not up to me. As long as it's more than one. I will say that.
Oh my gosh.
I don't care.
Nothing I hate more in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Well, the only one is just because only childs always suck.
Not always.
Always.
I mean, there's a rare
stuff of the time.
You are correct, but I have met a few in my lifetime that were pretty good.
I'm never. Actually, I'd have to start thinking, but I don't feel like
that. Yeah, I'm trying to remember like the only like person.
Would you rather, like, think about this. Would you rather two children and done, or if you're going to have more than that, have four or five?
I just don't care.
What'd you say? I kind of yawned, so.
I thought you were hitting a vape or something.
You're going to have two children and be done, or would you rather have, if you're going to have two, go ahead and have four or five?
I want five, but.
Trying to match me? And your parents.
I just think five's a good number. No, we have four.
He can't read.
Count.
I know. I just said read because it makes more sense.
I forgot that there's only four of you. There's an extra one in my head somewhere. It may just be something I've seen at your house. I'm sorry.
You probably think about Casey.
No, Casey's a completely different color.
I mean, true, but still.
No, I don't think so. There's another child.
I was probably when that one girl we used to watch a lot. I'm not going to say her name because I don't know if we can say her name on here. But
maybe. Like I said, it may just be something.
Do
I
remember?
I don't know.
No.
It was the girl that used to always come to church. Pretty much almost every Sunday.
I remember one kid that came to church like two times.
She was that tall one.
The twins' age?
Mm-hmm. I've known. Maybe.
Was she annoying?
I mean, kind of.
No, that's not the one I'm thinking of.
She was cool, though.
But I may have like tripled the twins too.
Maybe.
And there's because they move really fast.
Well, that's your thing about the dogs, but that's weird.
I don't think I would consider the dog a child.
I don't know. At this
point. It doesn't have like the hair and the eyes and like the mouth of a face and stuff.
Unless you saw like the pictures of my cousins, maybe, but I don't know.
Your cousins are cool. I like all your.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't. There's another kid in my mind, but it may not be real.
I'm trying to think. Like I don't know.
All the Aaron side cousins, they're all cool.
Yeah, I like them.
They're all like, not even in school yet, but.
Except Ella and Aaron. Ella's going to college.
I know, but they're like.
She already left, actually.
Cool.
I forget they're your cousins, honestly.
I don't see how y'all keep up.
Completely forgot about
them. I don't see how y'all even keep up with all of them. Because, like, my family's huge, too. And I don't know, past my grandfather's generation, it's very sketchy for me to be able to, if I can connect you to one of his brothers or sisters, I can connect you. But if you can't, they'll be like, are you related to such and such? And I'm like, well, who's their parents? And like, it's getting so far in the generations now that they'll name their parents. And it's like, heck, I don't know their parents either. You know, I've had one set where they named the grandparents and I was like, well, dang, that ain't even far enough back. It must've been one of his, you know, brothers or sisters, and I found out it was one of his brother's children was the grandparent. And so, like, it's very hard to keep up with. And, like, you guys, your family's just as big as mine, but scattered, and y'all still keep up with everybody. Like, it's impressive.
I mean, we talk to most.
Well, they're not all drug addicts or alcoholics.
Well, we also, like, you know, go up and visit occasionally when we have time. Talk to them every now and then on the phone.
Yeah, see, like, we don't even.
His family's like a call you when you need me type of family.
Yeah, and it's not even really that anymore. A lot of people won't even call you when they need you because they don't even know your number.
Like, yeah, nobody knows my number. I don't give it out to strangers.
Well, no, I'm talking about, like, the family doesn't even.
I mean, most of my cool family has them.
If you want my number, too bad. I don't know. I don't have any family I would give my number to. They all have it.
Yeah, most of my family have
it. Yeah, and if there's no one I would be like, no, you can't have my number. Because you can have it. I'm not going to answer it if I don't want to. So you can have it.
I mean, I don't know. I get a million phone calls a day. I've had the same number for like 24 years. Like I'm getting about sick of everybody in the world knowing my number. Like I've actually contemplated changing a number I've had. I mean, since I've had a cell phone.
Not a single person calls me. It's kind of nice. Not a single person texts me either.
I text you.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
So like, hey,
you get a text.
Come from the podcast tonight?
Yeah. And if you I say, text, yeah. No, I'm sick, I'm dying. Or if you say, yeah, I'm coming and you don't show up, I know to be like, hey, Mary, I'm going to start from this end. You start from that end. We'll see if we can find your boy.
Probably in a ditch.
Yeah, I'll be somewhere on the ditch. You might hear the songs playing, maybe.
I'm not even talking about a motorcycle. I'm just talking about your truck.
Oh, you know.
Because it's a Chevy.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. You still hear the music no matter what.
The truck's so bad it kills his cell phone as it dies, too.
Damn. That would suck.
I'm telling you, take that grill off and just put a GMC grill on it. It'll last like 100,000 more miles. Instantaneously start running better.
I hope it lasts 100,000 more miles.
I don't know, bud.
You want to join my Nissan collection?
I don't want to buy another truck.
I'm just going to start collecting. I mean, I have three engines.
Yeah. We need to get your one done.
Two and a half.
I need about $300.
Nah. Yeah, I need to just rough it and inspect that one, the blue one. when I say rough in, I mean just make sure everything's running and working and everything's tight. And
do all your ball joints, check your shocks.
No, not do them. Look at them.
I'm saying
if they're good, I'm not touching.
But if you need to fix them, fix them.
Have you ever driven the truck?
Yeah. You need me to take you on a drive in it?
Okay.
I got you.
Oh, snap.
Radio and everything. Way better.
Air conditioner.
Yeah, I heard it when I started.
I think it needs a new blower.
It's not terrible.
It needs a new condenser blower. Cleaned out too.
The blower doesn't like twist down right. It sounds like
awesome.
It's AC.
I'm on a motorcycle right now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your Chevy. I was like, it works. Like, I mean, I felt better, but it works.
Which there hasn't been many beetles this year. Like, this is the beetle time of year usually. And if you just
freaking hate
constantly.
Oh, I feel like that's what's gonna happen when I go like back to our home.
Or when you like go down a little dip by like near a creek or a pond and you just run into all the mayflies and they just coat your shield and you can't see a darn thing. Yeah.
Thank you. I haven't had that happen to me yet.
I just want a motorcycle.
I'm thinking about when we come back, I'm thinking I might buy a new one maybe. Let's see. I try to get him to ask what that one guy.
I haven't seen him. He's a busy dude, and I've been pretty busy. So I just haven't, like.
I was like, hey, I'll take a 650.
100%. I think it's only six.
No, I'll take a six. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
What are we at?
59. You're good if we need to cut off.
I mean, no one said we need to cut off except for Welp. So I thought you were saying like you were.
No, I was just trying to think of a motorcycle that
I want all motorcycles. Except for a Harley Davidson.
I just want a good, fast one.
Yeah, I want to be able to do interstate speeds. And 90 over interstate speeds.
I second that emotion.
That emotion, it's exhilarating. I will say that. Absolutely exhilarating. I would absolutely love to have a good cruiser again, big enough for me this time, with a nice seat for the woman and a good radio. Like, that's all I want. Don't care what brand, what make, what model. I don't give a piss. I'm not into the looks. I want to ride again. Like, I miss having a motorcycle.
I'm into the looks.
Me too. I like the color, how it looks.
I mean, I understand that. But
color,
like,
it doesn't really matter. I'd ride a hot pink boat motorcycle around.
Like,
I mean, yeah.
I would love to have a nice motorcycle, but I'm not going to be picky.
I would order a bike.
You would order a bike?
Absolutely. That would look so dope.
I mean, depending, I guess. I don't know. I would do a purple in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Or like a crimson red.
It's hard to make fun of something that disappears that fast. Like, if you're driving
Miku,
it right.
Miku down the side.
Miku, Miku, P. Worked perfectly for a motorcycle.
Trust.
Yeah, but like I said, see, like, I would love a nice motorcycle again because I've had a couple nice ones, but like, I'm not that picky anymore. It'd be nice to have a cool one or a good looking one, but who cares? Just give me one to ride again. I need to do some trading around. I need to get my truck back on the road first, knock out the Crown Vic, build his engine, and then I think I can work on that. So maybe next fall I'll start looking for another motorcycle.
Yeah, like two falls from now. Try that.
I'm going to try to get all that done.
No offense, but it took y'all like, what, a year or two to get that truck fixed?
Here? A year or two? Are you on crack?
I can't remember.
Like 7 months.
No, almost a year. My bad.
Or two.
almost two.
Are you talking about my dually?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought she was dead, so.
I thought it was dead, too. I just thought it didn't move anymore.
No, I'm talking about when we went to get it started back. Like, it had zero compression. All the rings were, like, seized from condensation and, like, rust. And so, like, I cranked it till I got the motor good and hot. And then I dumped transmission fluid down the intake, cranked it a few more times, and then just let it sit. Went back a couple days later and just fired it right up.
Dang.
And
no
so
compression is bad, by the way. No compression is bad.
Yeah. I figured.
So now I just need a few new injectors. Not that stupid. And I've even since that time I've let it sit for a week and went back out there, and on the first crank it fires right back up. So I know it has compression, but now I've got an injector or two that's bad, and I just gotta wait till I have the money to get injectors, and then that one should be back on the road. Then we'll finish his engine. Then the Crown Vic.
Yeah, but whenever I do that one, I want an interior full sound extra battery thing in the back. Like I said, full stereo engine, at least turboed.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Probably
that's why your engine
steering wheel
will be built after everything else.
For so much.
No. I'm going to be building this.
Yeah. But when we build yours, it will be after we have everything else we need to get done, and yours can come off the road. We have plenty of reliable vehicles to where you can actually strip it down and do everything you want to do to it.
I want to do like the rubber carpet, the rubber flooring that'll mold down to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now we only have like...
What's going on with your old Vic? How's it?
Which one, the one I used to drive a lot?
Or not Vic, the...
Grand Marquis.
The Marquis.
As far as I know, it's down. A battery is out of it currently, I think.
What'd you do to it?
The white one died. Because some genius left it on. When I say genius, who do you think of?
None of your family.
You know, you never listen to this guy, but he's a genius.
How did you let that guy have anywhere near that car?
Mama and Aaron, all right, Mama and Aaron.
Why is that guy anywhere near the car?
I don't know, but he left it on an accident, and then we went out the next day. Wouldn't start.
Is he going to buy a new battery?
No idea.
Why is that guy near the car?
So we took the one out of the gray one and put it in the white one.
Which one's more reliable?
The white one right now. Because the gray one's still like, or brown, whatever color it was.
When you break?
Yep.
Yeah, it's been doing that since you drove. It doesn't matter. I mean, it'll be fine.
That's because you drive like a maniac.
No, I don't.
It's been doing that since like...
I don't drive like a maniac.
Not anymore. I think you've calmed down,
though. I've never driven like a maniac.
I've seen you hug them curves at 90.
Okay, well, look.
I've driven behind you.
That's
and you don't worry about me driving behind you because, you know, I don't care. Does that make sense? So, like, I've seen how you drive. Them brakes rattle because you stop like a NASCAR driver.
Hey.
But when it's me.
I was destined to be a NASCAR driver, all right. That's
but,
actually what I might
but
do.
But when it's me, it's a big deal.
Well, here's son.
I don't want to have to help you pay your stinking fines.
Exactly.
I'm not going to.
He's not going to help me pay a dime.
I'm going to get a mail light like Dylan and not get pulled over.
100%. That's the only reason I've never been pulled over. 100% in that car. 100% I can get
it. Doesn't speed as much in this truck.
You can't.
No, I ain't gonna. I've been getting down here lately.
Stop that, man. It's bad for your vehicle.
Actually, no, you get great gas mileage when you don't have to.
Yeah, we got 30 something mile a gallon on that trip we took to Kentucky Friday. And we was, there's stretches of Kentucky going towards Louisville. If you're not doing 80, 85, they'll run your butt over. Damn. Like the trucks and all. They were freaking scooting. We passed 3 Kentucky police officers lined up, and I could see their radars flashing as we drove by, and they just watched us drive by. I thought I was fixing to get pulled over, but I mean, like everybody around me was pushing in so hard, I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes.
But, and then in Nashville, coming back today, everybody was just stopping. Like, you'd be doing 70, the whole line would slam down to 20 and then crawl back up to 70. And, like, there was no wreck. There was no exit. There was no explanation for it. I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Or just somebody being stupid.
I don't know.
I don't like driving with this guy on the interstate.
Oh, well. You're not going to like driving with me, probably.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to try to do most of the driving, not going to lie. You said you wanted to drive through Atlanta.
I want to drive, bro.
Why do you want to drive through Atlanta?
He says he doesn't trust me, but I've literally been on the interstate eight more times than him.
No, it's not that I don't trust him. He said it's just that if we do get in a wreck, I would like to be driving in Atlanta. Because that's like a 15 freaking lane thing.
Kinda I'm hard. Not complaining. If he wants to drive in Atlanta.
I mean, if he wants to drive, I'll drive.
If he wants to drive in Atlanta, there's no complaints from me. I hate it.
I'll just make sure. The thing about Atlanta is, it's just like Nashville. Pay attention. Like, be alert. Be paying attention to what you're freaking doing.
I've never driven through Nashville.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe I should go down through Alabama. Oh my God. Go down through Manchester and go down to Fort Payne first. Then go down to Fort Benning and over. It's a beautiful ride.
Could we skip Atlanta if we go that way?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't mind bypassing Atlanta.
Yeah.
And Route 2 down through there, you go over Angel's Gap, I think.
Does that add anything? Another hour, maybe?
Like 30 minutes.
I think that's not bad.
Yeah. And especially if y'all are going at night. Yeah. Like.
Well, we're going to need a map. We're going to map this out. I like that plan. You like that plan?
No, Atlanta sounds good to me.
I'm not gonna lie, I was dreading driving through Atlanta this entire week. I was like, damn, I'll drive through Atlanta.
The only thing we'll make sure to map out to where you hit a big city, to where you can get gas. But other than that, you'll be fine.
Yeah, and food.
Well, yeah, I think we'll be open, right? Because Mama said leave maybe 7, 6, 8 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because I don't want to get there too early. Or too, like, if we get there at 1 a.m., their move-in time isn't till the day. So we'll literally just be like parked in a parking lot at 2 a.m.
When are y'all getting there?
And you'll probably want to park down a gas station somewhere.
Y'all leaving that Friday? Or?
I don't know if we're even getting to come.
Yeah, it might just be me, you, and...
No. I may, I'm not sure I'll even do this, but I may come down there, especially if we get his truck titled and insured that where Mama could drive it back and forth to work. I may come down there with the Sorento.
Oh, she didn't get off?
I don't think she wants to burn that much vacation. She's only got like a week left. But if I do that, I'll come down just where I can roll with Angel for a night or two at jiu-jitsu and then come back.
Yeah, you're going to come to jiu-jitsu.
I'm not doing anything.
Yes, hope you are. Notice. You're coming to jiu-jitsu.
I hope you know I'm not you're doing coming. Jack Diddley squat. You're I will coming. Sit there and watch y'all.
No, you're coming.
You got to participate at least once.
And then when I like straight up, just straight from the ground...
You need to
this is fighting. I don't care if it's jiu-jitsu. This is fighting.
You hear me? Do you need to take your gi?
I need a gi.
Yeah, we didn't need to get you one.
I looked at the ones at the competition. They were 110.
Yeah. You can get one like my green one for like 45, 50 bucks.
Yeah, that's why I was like,
And like, as we should, I don't know if I'll have it in time, but I mean, I should hopefully have it in the next couple shoes. Weeks.
It's dang. On both.
If I can get enough money made, I'll get you new shoes before you go and a gi before you go.
I'm going to drive, what's it called? I'm going to drive these Converses. So I don't have to wear boots the entire way down.
Oh, heck no.
I want these.
I did that once. And I was not driving. I didn't drive once. And I was like, yep, nope, they're coming off.
Which one? The black ones. I can't do white shoes.
I know, but they look white honestly looks cool to me.
Here's the problem.
But
right?
I just get them dirty.
Black matches everything.
Black does match everything.
Black matches everything.
Except for black. Well, I guess the
combo. It matches. Black matches everything. And white shoes are hard to match and they get dirty.
Very. They especially get, where we live.
Well, not just where y'all live. Like, you guys aren't.
I'm not going to buy a pair of shoes and be like,
oh my gosh.
I slipped in a mud puddle.
Yeah, you're as bad as me. You get a brand new pair given to you and you burn a belt hole creased the next day.
I will say for these shoes, usually shoes last me about 3 months. I got these at Christmas.
Not bad.
And them weren't high. I think they were like 40 bucks.
Yeah, but I don't.
That's what's been on my.
They're not very comfortable. I mean, they're there, but they're not. Like...
I'm probably going to bring these. And probably my boots. Just so I can wear some boots.
We might be sleeping on the floor.
Okay.
That doesn't bother me. It's good for your back. Good stretch out.
I can sleep anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all are still young. I can do it. I'm just not
He's
happy
the one
about
that can't sleep anywhere.
I can sleep anywhere.
Bro, you wake up and you leave me out in the darkness by myself, bro. That's not an
object. Oh, that? That's because it was freaking cold, bro.
I've woken up twice out here by myself, and I'm like,
freaking cold,
bro. He must have went inside, and I just go back to sleep. And then I wake up and come back in.
I couldn't get one, like, the fire just
you
wasn't
say gonna... You say comfortable, bro. I was in a chair. You were on a bed.
I couldn't get warm and not cold, but then hot. It was just weird.
It felt good. I felt good.
I don't know what was going on. I was tweaking.
I don't know. I felt awesome.
I was just staring at the stars.
That
like...
one night, me and him went fishing, and he was like, hey, something smelled me.
Oh, yeah. I woke up and, like, there's, like, a deer. Like, I wasn't, it was too dark, but you know, and then I wake up and I just hear, and it just like bucks, runs away, and I'm guessing it was a deer.
Yep.
I was like, I don't know, I know I was freaking out because I couldn't
see. Yeah, he woke me up like, Dylan, something smelled me, and I'm like, bro, just go back, let me sleep, go back to sleep.
This is when we had those big sheets of cardboard, right? I got me a nice one. That way I could double it up. I'm like, Dylan, let me get you one, man. No, I'll sleep on the ground. He's like, you think we can both fit on that cardboard, man? Like, screw you.
I just leave it like, it was kind of comfy cardboard. I won't know.
No, Jack, you can't get on this giant A door with me. You're too fat.
It was some very, like, this is how comfy it was. I was about to punch him and make him
well, I mean,
go back
it was about as long as this. So I had it rolled up for me, but then I just roll it back out.
It's very nice cardboard.
Cardboard's a good bed, honestly.
I should have made him drive back to my house, but I drove. I was tired.
We woke up at 4 so that we could go to... We came here.
Y'all gonna kill me some deer this year?
Yeah, probably. I need to kill a few.
I need like 9.
Why?
My freezers are empty.
Yeah, they're pretty... It's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can ground it. And, you know, we can just, like,
so y'all just
give
want
you some.
Any deer? Don't matter.
Yeah. Okay. As long as it's healthy. Like, don't shoot no disease-ass deer or something, man. Like,
and, like, I mean, get a little bit of meat.
I'm
going
to blow it up and bring a leg to you. Be like, hey, here you go, guys.
I need to put
Well, I'm sure if, like, we kill a few deer and then we're like, hey, Aaron.
Want some deer meat?
Thanks for letting us hunt. Here's some ground deer meat. I'm sure he's not going to be like,
hey, y'all smoke some jerky. I don't think none of us will argue.
Okay.
Hey, I heard her okay from that.
I mean, I will
as long
make
as
it
you
happen.
Gut him.
Hey, I will gut it. I'll do whatever.
You've seen my grinder. You've seen what it can do. So, like, you bring me
Aaron's
all the deer you want.
I think Aaron's better at making jerky.
Hmm?
I think Aaron's probably... We suck at making jerky. Our jerky always sucks.
I'll buy a slicer if I have to.
It's always cooked too long.
If it's, I don't care. It's jerky. It's meat. I don't care. I'll eat it.
Yeah, you love meat.
All right. Anyway, that was crazy.
On this week's episode of Things Not to Say to Your Friend.
Yeah, don't mention me.
Conversations you don't walk in on.
Why not?
There's some things that people say sometimes around me that I'm like, if someone just walked up in this conversation without any context,
I think that
like,
about
I'm
any
out.
Conversation I have with anybody.
But talking about someone's weird stuff.
4-H kids are... They're 4-H kids.
You're one, bro.
Yeah, and I would not want to listen to walk up on any conversation I've ever had.
I agree.
Like, I have some freaking word conversation I've walked in on, and I was like, whose dog? What? What are we talking about?
Can't your work like a bunch of crackheads, though?
Pretty sure.
Oh, man. Can't be having crackheads at a factory.
Man, so I have problems with my eyes. They just turn bright. I mean, they will turn bright red. And there was that, because I happened to work, apparently. I didn't know. But they're like, you okay? And I'm like, yeah, why? What's wrong? With this exact look. And they're like,
He put the high face on for people just listening. It's like, the high face. Why are you okay? Do my eyes look bloodshot? Did I just smoke a doobie, man?
I just joke about it. I was like, yeah, I just finished, I just finished one outside like a magic.
People just don't have that ability to just like, you're just there. Yeah, like this guy has to take drugs to do it. I just don't.
Yeah.
You don't have more than one you.
What? Oh, never mind.
I don't know. Maybe I do.
Keep control of them.
I just don't care.
Dylan,
mm-hmm.
Greatest inspirational quote of the day. I just don't care.
Great quote.
That is another thing. Don't get offended over words.
Or looks.
Or looks or anything. Just
if you walk into a little girl's birthday party wearing nothing but a thong, male or female, I'm gonna get offended at your looks.
Don't get offended if someone's trying to help you. And they truly want the best for you. You can be mad about it, but don't get offended and put anger out on them about it. That just makes you not look good. Especially if all they want is the best for you. And that's what they truly mean.
Some people have never experienced people really wanting the best for them, so they don't understand that that's what's happening because it's not something they can fathom.
I don't like how he looked at me when he said that part, though.
I can't see crap out of my left eye, bro. I was looking.
Don't
at the
have
camera
low there. Self-esteem.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's stop being depressed. Is what Just don't do that.
When you not wake depressed. Up in the morning and then you wake up,
have a little bacon, have a little.
Jam. And then you woke up, then just wake up.
Yeah.
Don't get offended. Get offended, but don't harp over it.
Don't assume other people care.
And don't make it everyone else's problem. Like, you can be offended. You can get upset.
Go get upset.
Just learn how to get over it.
Yeah. Be a duck.
All up your feathers.
Let it roll off.
That's right.
And just...
I'm about to say, I don't get that, but okay. Don't get it.
Don't, yeah,
that's Cunningham motto. Be a duck.
Don't be rude to your friends. It's not nice.
Says the guy who's like most likely rude to all of his friends.
No, you can tell when your friends are just not. There's a time and place for everything.
I mean, I understand.
And to all the parents who listen, teach your kids that young.
Yeah.
Time and place. Don't teach them to make dead people jokes to the spouse of them at the funeral. Teach them timing. Teach them that, hey, it's okay if that's how you want to cope with it, but teach them to know who to joke with it about, who to make this joke about. Teach them to know who they can joke with. And I forget Dylan's beside me because I've gotten 3 Instagram notifications.
For me?
No, and like sometimes when I see Instagram notifications and it's 3 stacked up, it's always Dylan sending me reels.
Oh, my bad.
But he's not, he's right here. I can tell he's not on his phone, so I don't know who this is. But don't be a bad parent. Don't be a bad parent. That's another.
Well, I think most parents forget that their job is not to play with this kid their whole life and to coddle them and to hold on to them. Your job is to train them to be an adult because they're going to leave an adulthood regardless of what you do. You might as well prepare them for it so that hopefully you don't watch them just fail miserably.
And if your children are wearing something you don't like, explain it to them. Don't just be like, oh, you want to be a hoe. Or, oh, you're a whore. Don't do that, parents. That's terrible. Explain why it's not okay. Hey, you're young. Don't wear this because you're young.
Don't present yourself this way.
I'm trying to protect you.
People are going to look on you in a certain manner.
It's not about... you can do things without sexualizing your kids. Basically, don't sexualize your kids. That's not okay either.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Yeah, you know what? Go to jail.
Yeah, but most parents don't realize what they're doing to their... I think in order to parent a child and actually successfully do it eventually, and this could be, you can recover as a parent, I think, sometimes. My father did incredibly, you know? But, like, is to learn that in order to not pass on your parents' mistakes, you have to deal with the trauma that you have from your parents' mistakes. You have to deal with your own crap and be honest about things. And, you know, don't baby and coddle your children. Tell them the truth.
Don't. Ask things of your kids that it's your job. That make any sense?
Not really. Not to me. Like, Andrew might have understood. I didn't.
Oh, just make your dad happy. I didn't marry the dude. You make him happy.
I mean, I understand that.
I ain't mind.
And also, but like for the parents out there, like fix your relationship. Make sure that even if you fight, even if you fuss, make sure your children understand that nothing is going to happen between you two. Be solid enough of a couple. Work on your relationship first. Because if you can fix yours, you'll naturally be able to fix the kids a whole lot better.
Also, if you're like my age, Dylan's age, don't be a hoe. You get nothing from it. Don't screw people over on purpose. Don't just be a twat. I mean, date to marry. Don't date if you know it's not going anywhere. Because you can tell. I think you can. I mean,
that's a mentality that has been lost that I think should be brought back.
Also, like, love is a choice, not a feeling. You have to wake up and choose to love someone every day.
It is a commitment.
You don't. And you can't, and you don't wake up and just feel that abundance of joy every day. But it's not about that. No. I'm single, by the way.
But see, you can develop that abundance of joy about it by developing a relationship with the person.
Like, don't.
People get married. You said see, date to marry. Marry, if marriage is just a commitment to date for the rest of your life.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, don't. You're not going to be 100% every day.
No, and that's the thing of the commitment to date for the rest of your life. When things get tough, but be honest with your partner about it. Like, go to your spouse and say, hey, I ain't got but 20% today. And it's your spouse's job for that day to be able to say, hey, I've got 80. Or to be honest and say, hey.
No, that's 180 because they already got their 100. Hey, I've got 180 because I'm keeping my 100 and I'm putting.
You've already lost the goal of the relationship. You either lose together or you win together. You're 50-50. You've got 50% of it. She's got 50%.
I think it's 100% from both.
Individually, yes. But as a couple, like that's what so many couples don't understand when fighting. Me and my wife still struggle with it constantly, as I have to constantly remind her that, hey, there is no winner or loser when we're fighting. We either both win or we both lose. Because if one of us feels beat down and like a loser in the relationship, it's not good for our relationship. If one of us feels like they won and lorded it over the other, it's not good for our relationship. But if we actually figure something out and, you know, figure out how to deal with each other, how to better talk to each other, how to better understand each other, that's how you keep from fighting. If you can do that, we can win as a couple. But if we can't do that, we've both failed.
Also, check on people.
I'm bad about that one. If they're close to me, I will, but like.
I don't text good. I don't text much, so I don't do it at all.
Just like, I mean, you don't even have to. That's heartfelt. You don't have to send a whole freaking paragraph. Say, hey, I was thinking about you, wondering how you're doing.
Yeah.
Just that can make someone's day.
Oh, definitely.
When you see someone in public and you can tell, I mean, you can tell, and they just look down, compliment them, say something nice.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I like your shirt, dude. Shirt looks dope. Or like, even like,
I don't know, when you can tell people are just worried about what they're doing and what people are going to think because they're doing it. I hate that. When people are so worried about what other people think, they feel ashamed of themselves. It makes me feel bad, and I just don't care what people think usually. But even when you can tell it's weighing on someone so
that's,
much.
That's what you can tell, is you can tell it's crushing them.
I mean, it's just making their... And for some, it's people. For some, it's family members. For some, it's their spouse.
Just, for some, it's their self.
Yeah. I mean...
I've seen a lot of people that they, you know, nobody's really crushing them down except for themselves. They beat themselves up so bad that they can't do anything. What's he doing?
This guy's like that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
You kind of are a lot of times.
No, I'm not.
You're your own worst enemy, and I understand that, though. There is no one that thinks worse of me than me. And that gives me...
You know exactly what you
But that gives me a whole lot of freedom to be myself, because, you know, trust me, you're not going to trash me any worse than I do myself. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Okay, maybe I do.
Also, just don't trash people. I mean, like, joke, pick at people, but, like, everyone, there's something going on in everyone's life, and everybody's different. Everything that you think, they're thinking this at the same time you're thinking, they're thinking. That always confuses me, because, like, you go through life as just you, but then you look around and you see 20 people around you, and every one of them has a different thought in their head.
Uh-huh.
And that's something very unique about humans in general.
The fact that we are individuals.
Yeah, and everyone is their own main character in their own mind, because we all think on our own.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem of humanity, is we get to the point to where we all believe we are the main character. When in all actuality, the vast, vast majority of us are just side characters and NPCs.
Well, and that's fine. I don't think anyone's the main character. That's a good existence. Jesus, main character.
That would be a main character, you know? But, like, the thing is, you forget that there's other people that are important to the story, too. You develop the main character mentality. My goals are all that matter. Well, when you're not the main character, it's not your goals, it's the author's goals. And so, like, you can't follow your own whimsical desires. You have to get in line with what the author of the universe, which God and, you know, Jesus, in my opinion, is what you have to get in line with, which is a lot of what you've been saying, though, is, you know, quit being such douchebags to people. Start loving people. Share what God's done for you by your attitude, your actions, and your will to love people beyond their weirdness.
I mean, even like someone told me the other day, he wishes everybody could feel and love God as much as he did, but he doesn't want any of them to have to go through what he did. So, just like in general, the life lessons.
A lot of times the people with the worst stories have the greatest compassion. When the world has just absolutely beat them to hell and back and shown them no compassion whatsoever, they turn out to be some of the most compassionate, loving people. Not always, but when they do turn out that way, it's like they are, you can do nothing to squash their compassion and love for everyone. Almost to an annoying degree. Like the dude in that one anime.
I mean, I just feel like... Thorfinn?
Yeah.
I just feel like... us as the America, we've just lost all respect.
Yeah.
No one...
It's because people got to the mentality of, you're going to give it to me first.
I mean, like when, like I was telling you, when we were at the pool and there's a bunch of 14-year-old boys there just cussing up a storm and running around, just being plain disrespectful. And the problem is no one snatched them up and spanked them or taught them, hey, that's not, you know, if we were at our house and that's how you want to act and that's how your parents want you to act, cool. You're in public. And I don't change myself when I'm in public, but I'm still not going to be rude.
You've been taught that you're not the main character and society is just as important as you are. That's what I'm saying. Like them kids, no one else is as nearly as important as they are. So you don't actually watch your actions and be considerate of others and try to do things for others, benefit, and, you know, have an effort that says, I need everybody else to be just as taken care of as I am, unless you deem them just as important as you are. Well, if you're the only one that matters in your story, you cannot do that. Unless you realize everybody has an integral role to play in your life and start making connections, like true connections. Like I despise small talk. The, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't like that. Tell me what's going on in your life. And it could be about work. It could be about some car you're working on. But, like, tell me what you're struggling with. What is stressing you out in your life? Can I help you with that in any way? You know, like, even if just talking about it helps you, that's fine. You want to get together and have dinner every now and then. Can I come over and help you fix your car? Like, how can I actually benefit your life through this conversation? Even if it's just theological. I mean, people just want to talk about theology and, like, get deeper in their understanding or understand something more. Like, let's talk about some real crap.
And get a hobby. Get a physical hobby. A mental hobby.
Get out, get active. Stretch your brain, stretch your body.
Learn something.
And that's no matter how old you are. Do something that is going to force you to go beyond physical and mental where you are right now. Continuously. Because how many people in your family, Dylan, and Malachi can probably think of a few in ours, that they have retired, and then they don't last 5 or 6 more years.
So far, nobody.
And you've got a very unique family. Well, just almost like every one of mine that quit working.
You mean like dead, right?
Yeah.
Well, just like the how much you see their people, how much you see them, you can tell they're slowing down is because they did slow down.
Mm-hmm.
The second you stop moving is the second you start dying or stop moving. You always got to be doing something. I know an 80-year-old man who could split a load of wood still. Now, the doctor told him to slow down, but at the same time, he's not going to stop moving because if he does, he's going to die.
Yeah, he's going to quit splitting loads of wood, hopefully.
But he's not going to quit walking, you know, doing all the stuff he does. I mean, just... Also, just help anybody you can. And I understand life's busy and you can't all the time, but you know, if someone says, hey man, you know, will you come help me work on their car, and then you go to get parts with them and they're missing $100 and you have it, spend it on someone. I personally don't even like spending money on myself, but nothing brings me more joy than spending it on other people.
Well, that's like everybody wants to be able to call, have someone they can call that will come help them, but to have those type people, you got to be willing to be one of those type people. So like when people call you and they're doing something on a day you got available and you don't, you know, you make sure you are taking time for yourself every now and then, but also make sure that you can sacrifice time of your own to go help other people, regardless if it's something you want to do or not. Like I've had people call me and, you know, building all types of stuff over the years. And it's like, dang it, I'm exhausted. But they've got to have this done.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take off. Or, you know, if I can go help them get done, they can get home to their family a little quicker. My family's already in bed. My wife's tucked in for the night. Everybody's asleep. I can go sacrifice a night of sleep to help somebody out, you know. And when I get paid for it, it's awesome, but I'll do it if I don't, you know. If I can help you, I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we do need to wrap it up. Tasia will be mad at us.
Got very inspirational at the end there, guys.
Yeah. I'd have to call this Campfire Inspiration Tales.
Yeah, I just had to get a little deep, you know.
Damn, what happened to y'all this week?
A lot. I'll tell you
when you're older.
Yeah,
that's a lot. Crazy.
Wrap us up, boys.
Like, subscribe, comment, share. Don't do any of that. Make fun of us. Don't make fun of us.
Do drugs if you want. Okay.
No, don't do drugs.
Don't listen to everything we said.
Yeah.
figure it out on your own, but also don't learn from other people's mistakes.
And as always, I hope you enjoyed.